Okay, back to Hilchot Zion for and then back to Hilchot Zion Bezrat Hashem, and then we'll probably end up in weddings again somehow or another. Okay, fine, we'll see. It's very related somehow. Okay, Aruch Hashem. So now before we discuss what are the parameters for one to who can count as a zimun and what you have to eat, we'll just discuss what's mechayev you to be mizamen. You know, you can be sitting in the calf and twiddling your thumbs. Are you chayev in a zimun? There's all these people around you. What is mechayev a person to join in the zimun? But at the end of the day, it says in Shulchan Aruch, one very clear parameter, and then a bunch of cases which can teach you, can inform us about some other points in being mechayev or being patur. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you start together or you finish together, you begin your meal together, you say hamotzi, you start eating together, or you finish eating together, to the point that you're even just sitting there waiting for the other guy to finish, and then he finishes, even though you finished eating earlier than that, that would be mechayev you bezimun. Meaning, if you're just hanging out at the table, and you start together, even if you want to leave, you're chayev in zimun. Or if you stam, you hang out at the table in the calf, and you're talking to your friends, and while you're talking to your friends, after you finished eating, the other guys at the table finish eating. That is mechayev all of you in Zimun. It doesn't matter if you're eating from the same plate, same bigger plate. You can all have your own separate meals. Lo mishane. As long as you have fulfilled this parameter, you're chayev in Zimun. But there are all these other cases in Shulchan Aruch, such as when you're riding on horses next to each other. You're walking together. You're sitting at separate tables. You're in a huge room. You're all these different cases, which Rav Moshe Levi in Birkat Hashem uses to extend redefine what exactly are the tina'im for zimun. In his view, I didn't see so much against this, it's his diukim. If you have kavanah, lehamtim to each other, you have kavanah to wait for each other, in addition to starting or finishing together, that itself is an important thing. If you had no kavanah to wait, your kavanah was, I have to go to the 6:50 class, 6:45 class, and it's 6:30 right now, just because I began eating at the same time as the guy who got here at 5:50 with me, doesn't mean I'm going to be mechayev, because he's going to stay until he has a 8 o'clock night seder. He's not going to the 6:50 class. He's going to sit here and talk to Rabbi Karmi for 3 hours. That's not mechayev me. If you haven't met Rabbi Karmi yet, okay, time to meet him in the calf. So if that's not mechayev me to stay with him. Similarly, let's say I have a clear kavana shililit. We're riding together, we're riding together on horses or on boats that are right next to each other. Whatever it is, and we're eating at the same time. So that's also not mechayev us in zimun. You have to not have that clear negative action, not just kavana action. That clear negative action, such as riding separately, would negate your chiyuv in zimun. Similarly, let's say you sit at the same table together, and you didn't have kavanah not to stay until the end, and you don't do any actions which seem to negate your kavanah. You're sitting at the same table together, or you tell each other, obviously, that we're going to eat together, you go to Golan together, that means you're eating together. Unless you say otherwise, that's mechayev you bezimun. So let's just review. Eating and starting and finishing together is the basics. But then there are a bunch of things about kavana and the tzurat in which I am participating in this se'uda. If I have negative kavana, obviously, that's not good. If I sit in a way that indicates I have negative kavana, so we're sitting so far away from each other, that also would ruin things, unless there are people in between and there isn't enough space for us to be sitting next to each other. And if I don't say otherwise, if I say that we're going to eat together, it's that obviously is mechayev us to eat together. Those are the basics of how one is chayav in zimun. The difference between chayav lezamen and mitzvah lezamen is for another time, when you're not a chayav, but you can still participate. I'm finding out that it's a little bit more complicated than I used to think, so I need to spend a little bit more time on this. Baruch Hashem. And let's go on. So let's just get into a practical case. Let's say they are sitting very separately from each other. There's a long table, one guy sits down on the left side of the calf, one guy sits down on the right side of the calf, and it's like 7:30, the calf is closing, and there's another guy in the middle, and they will say, hey, you're there, let's make a zimun. You had bread? Does that work? It's like 20 feet in between each guy. There's nobody else in the calf. It's over. So does that count as zimun or not? Or let's say someone sits at this end of the table, someone's at that end of the table. But there's no one in between. Are they really eating together? So probably not. It's called miforadim. That's without kavana. Even if they had kavana to eat together, let's say. We're going to eat breakfast right now. But then you go and you sit in separate places. Can you count or not? Let's say you even had kavana. So that's a machloket bidat ha-shulchan aruch. Apparently the chida is mekel. The ma'amar Mordechai, who always disagrees with the chida, is machmir. And the kafachayim is a stira. In one place he says like the chida, in one place he says like the kafachayim. So Birkat Hashem, Rav Moshe Levi, is machmir also. He's very machmir against making a zimun when you don't actually have to. He thinks that it's not okay. So anyway, so that's probably important. If we're sitting at the table here, if you want to be chayav and zimun, you should be sitting closer to each other. If you don't want to be chayav and zimun, so okay, fine, sit separately, it's no big deal. Let's go on to the next halacha quickly. Yeah, of course.
What's the cutoff point?
Cutoff point? I don't know, what looks normal. What looks like you're eating together, as opposed to you're not eating together. If there's a lot of space, a lot of things like that huge crate sitting on the table, obviously it's not going to be a hefsek between my table and them, because I don't want to sit at their table, there's a crate there. So I'm going to sit at my table, and I'll still be mitzaref to Salo and Mikey at the end of breakfast. I think that's what I paskened last week, and maybe we should continue that way, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, let's move on to the Isur to leave without a Zimun. Sorry to hold everyone up. You can go, obviously. It's okay. This is Chazara. It's great. You're not allowed to leave once you're Chayav and Zimun. You have to be Mizamen. So let's say you want to go, whatever. So let's say, the Rambam gives us a very clear halakha, very clear hora'ah, that as long as I can maintain whatever level of Zimun I would have had with the larger group, I'm allowed to break up the larger group. That means, if we have six people, three of us want to go, three of us want to stay, so fine. Split into three groups. One will make a zimun now, and the other will make a zimun in an hour. Same thing with 20 people. 10 and 10, you can make a zimun, but you have to preserve Neshem Hashem. Any numbers less than that, you cannot do a zimun. There is a little bit more to talk about here in terms of what happens if you just want to go. Do you have to wait or not? There's a famous opinion of Rav Hai Gaon, who says that, yeah, you can leave the zimun if you want. It's not a big deal. Rashba says, Tzarich Iyun. Maran says that's only when you need to. And the Bach thinks like, no, the Rav Hai Gaon says you can go, it's okay, you can go. We're going to come back to the Shita of the Bach another time. But at the very least, it's been pretty rejected in Halakha. So Halakha l'ma'aseh, you go to a wedding. Halakha l'ma'aseh, you go to a wedding and you want to leave after the first dance. After you have the dinner, you want to leave and they want to dance until, 12 o'clock at night and then bench then. Can you leave? How does that work? So you might be chayav in zimun. First of all, when it comes to asara, if you have a huge crowd and it's not nice to leave early, the Gemara says already in the Reish Galuta's house, they used to be mizamin 333. Even though there were more than 10 people there because it was not alda Reish Galuta anyway, so they could make a zimun with only 3 people and go. So you can make a zimun, but are you allowed to make a zimun now? So this halacha basically comes down to, if you are smart about how you do it, have kavana to leave early. And tell your wife you're leaving early, so you're not staying for the zimun anyway. And also just start a little bit later, finish a little bit earlier. Either way, you should be fine. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.